our master prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his chosen companions, your excellency Mr. Muhammad Nawaz Sharif, the honorable prime minister of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, the honorable heads of state and government, your excellency the honorable secretary general, distinguished participants,
it is a great pleasure to
participate in the 13th summit meeting of the ECO member states in the brotherly and friendly country Pakistan.
لازم میدانم تا necessary از جناب آقای نواز شریف به خاطر میهمان نوازی گرم دولت پاکستان
of the Pakistani
government و میزبانی شایسته این اجلاس
of this
سپاسگزاری کنم.
Gathering. I thank you, Excellency.
همچنین از جمهوری آذربایجان.
Also, I would like to thank the Republic of Azerbaijan for its positive contribution to the Economic Cooperation Organization during its chairmanship. I am confident that with synergy and exchange of views in this summit
and
more understanding among the heads of member states, we would be able to take longer strides in advancing the programs and activities of our organization, the Organization for Economic Cooperation.
عالی جنابان، قلب اقتصاد جهان از
our continent Asia is going to pump the heart of the world's economy as of the second half of the present century.
اقتصادهای نوظهور
آسیایی Asian
economies
would change the direction of the world's economy from west to east.
و این تغییر قرن 21 را
and this would turn the 21st century to the era of rising Asia.
برآوردهای اقتصادی نشان
economic estimates indicate that with the improvement of the economic status of some of the most effective ECO member states in the following decade, our organization would once again prosper in the Asia in future as the key to connectivity between the East and the West in the future, a future which begins right from today and would demonstrate to the whole world that not only the ECO has not lost its philosophy of existence, but also it would exert considerable influence on the future of this region. The unique status of our countries in transit and transport, as well as energy and commerce, has put the ECO in an ideal position. The ECO can and should play a prominent role in building the future economy of our region. For this to happen, the ECO is in need of restructuring, a restructuring with a view towards the new realities and fresh opportunities. Situated on the shores of several strategic waterways of the world and being neighbor to five important bodies of water, our countries have provided unique geopolitical and territorial conditions for our organization. There is no other trade and transit route linking Europe to Asia more cost-effective and shorter than the ECO pathway. Our organization is also significant to the world in terms of the supply and transit of energy.
In 2013,
we decided to declare 2023 as the decade of ECO energy cooperation improvement and progress. And today we stand halfway through it. However, unfortunately, our intra-regional cooperation and trade in the energy sector remains low. And it is necessary for us to utilize the capacity of the ECO for improving cooperation among the member states for the further production and trade of energy in the future. Mobilizing our facilities and connecting them, we are able to encourage and accelerate more growth for our countries. The economic strengthening of the ECO is tied to the closer link among our people. We should remove impediments over connections among our people so that they enjoy facilitated visits and cooperation. Our cultural commonalities are a precious asset for our economic integration. We, I believe, should overcome barriers of visa, tariffs, transit and transport, and investment so that we provide our private sector and economic activities with the opportunity to approach higher horizons. The message of this summit to the entrepreneurs of the ECO member states should be higher horizons, more integrity and closer connectivity, linking through roads, connectivity through railways, connectivity through electricity grids, connectivity through communications and telecommunications would definitely provide us with the best of opportunities to enjoy common benefits for our economies. Ladies and gentlemen, until security is in jeopardy, we would not be able to paint a brighter landscape for development and prosperity. Terrorism and takfiri thoughts are now a common threat to all of us, and it is necessary to establish more coordination and cooperation in confrontation with this vicious phenomenon. In Afghanistan, Iran, Syria and Yemen, hundreds of thousands of lives have been lost and millions displaced. The outcome of such pains and suffering is more vulnerability in our region to domestic conflicts and foreign intervention. To overcome such problems, we should stop seeking hegemony and cooperate instead in building a stronger region. I firmly believe that we can weather this crisis unharmed.
مشروط بر آن که به جای رقابت‌های ویرانگر به توانایی خود در حل مشکلات ما ایمان آورده و اراده‌هامان را برای بازگشت به جایگاه تاریخی خود یعنی شاهراه تمدن فرهنگ
meaning the highway of civilization, culture and commerce. I believe the economic cooperation organization is a proper ground and framework for building a safer region for our nations. In view of our collective security, others would confess to the capacities of this region and even contribute to building prosperity for our countries.
جمهوری اسلامی ایران با داشتن مرز مشترک با شش کشور
ایران having long joint borders with the six ECO member states deeply honors joint interest and connectivity with its neighbors. Not only do we see no obstacle in deepening our relations and cooperation with the ECO member states, but also we are prepared to enter into a more extensive scope of cooperation with the other players. The successful experience of the nuclear negotiations, which were concluded within a win-win framework, has paved the way for taking a huge leap in regional cooperation with the ECO member states in such a fruitful and hopeful approach. The end of the fabricated crisis over the peaceful nuclear activities of Iran and the accomplishment of such a significant international deal, which has been also ratified by the Security Council of the United Nations, are an impressive achievement not only for Iran and the ECO, but also for the world over. My government, in this new climate, welcomes the expansion of cooperation in the transit and transport, especially the south-north transit route from Sarakh to Bandar Abbas and Inchebrun to Chabahar, and also finance and banking, science and technology, agriculture and food security, culture and tourism, and environment, and the fight against natural disasters.
Iran با داشتن بزرگترین ذخایر نفت و گاز جهان، نقطه قانونی
extensive regional communication hub, young and educated human assets and workforce, scientific capabilities and high-tech sophistication, accelerated economic growth and employment, as well as economic stability, Iran stands ready as one of the founders of the Economic Cooperation Organization to play its role in consolidating bonds and connectivity among the member states and empowering the ECO. Fortunately, our organization has founded many specialized institutes and agencies for the development of which the Islamic Republic of Iran has played an active role. Therefore, appropriate frameworks and mechanisms have been established in ECO to help realize these goals. In conclusion, the future of our region is determined with our decisions today, and the prosperity of tomorrow is entangled with our connectivity today. Let's focus our attention on our commonalities and turn differences to a strength with dialogue and cooperation. Let's believe that our power resides with our connectivity, and let's make our connectivity more sustainable. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.